Episode 1045, How Do You Stop Worrying?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope your week is off to an amazing start. It is Thanksgiving week here for us in the United States. We've got Turkey Day coming around the corner on Thursday. And what better way to celebrate, yes, celebrate Mindset Monday than answer the question, how do you stop worrying? Worrying is so much a part of our lives. It's like we're born with it. And I really don't think that's what we want pumping through our blood, especially on the holidays. So you want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, if you've noticed my voice a little bit, it's a little bit tired. I have just returned home from a very long 3 days, a full 3 days of shopping for our new home. Talk about a mindset shift. It has been crazy busy, but a blessing all in all. And for those of you who have been praying for me and our family, thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart. Right now, no, I do not have any news. We don't have a new house yet, but I will keep you posted because, like I said, we are family. And I love sharing the ups and the downs with you. So we got to chat about, though, today, how do you stop worrying? When your life is trapped in worry and busy, it only puts yourself in a greater tizzy. How do you stop worrying? Where do you go when your mind wanders about worry land? Numerous studies have shown how worry affects our mental stability and clarity. As much as worry can push you into action, it also can be the cause of increased anxiety. Your health suffers. You have loss of sleep. Oh, I've had lots of loss of sleep. More nervous than normal, because all of us are nervous. But when we are anxious, we're even more nervous. So it really pushes us to the limit there. And we're also quick to make decisions. Now, no one feels good when they are living a life of pain and suffering. And that's what happens when we're worrying. We have this constant ache about us. And it can turn into a physical ache, a mental ache. It can turn into any ache that you want to apply in your life. It can sneak into your relationships and begin to break it apart. It can, you know, be this kind of critter and this web that grows within your family and destroys it. So it's really important that you begin to think about, well, how do you stop worrying? Because we all worry. And there's a difference, by the way, of worrying and being concerned. We can be concerned, but when we worry, in actuality, that's a sin because God says, hey, I'm going to take care of you. You have to trust me. You have to have faith. Now, that doesn't mean that everything that happens is going to work out the way we want it to. Our thoughts and how we think it should turn out, because God ultimately knows best. He has the design. He has a plan specific to you. So sometimes we have to take a step back and understand that we can be concerned. Like, I am concerned when my children are out. I'm concerned when they're driving the car. I'm concerned when they have a test. But is it worry? No, because worrying doesn't do us any good. And if we worry about something, that means we're not moving forward. It's just stopping us. It's a huge roadblock. When you begin to worry, you fall into this vicious cycle of negative thoughts that continues to foster negative outcomes. The key is answering the question, how do you stop worrying and how do you get your life back? Because ultimately, that's what you want. You want to erase and melt away this whole idea of worry so you can get your life back. Well, you have to grow in gratitude. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Grow in gratitude. Something that I think is very appropriate considering this is Thanksgiving week for us here. We need to be more grateful because gratitude does something to us emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. It just embodies a change, all for the better when we grow in gratitude. So I want to break it down for you here. Number one, you have to compare and contrast. In order to grow in gratitude, you have to be able to look at the negative versus the positive. How do you feel when you're thinking about the negative side? What does your body say? Do you get all tight? Do you turn red? Do you feel your temperature changing in your body? Think about it from the negative aspect and then look at it from the positive aspect. This is the only time almost that you're going to hear me say, I want you to compare and contrast. This is when comparison is a good thing. And so really think about this. Most of us don't take time. Now, when you are learning this tool and you're taking this strategy and you're wanting to implement it, understand this. It's going to take time. And you're going to feel like, oh my gosh, I do not have 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 2 hours, a couple days to figure out, oh, compare and contrast. What does this look like? But the more you use it, the more you actually put it into practice into your life, the better off you are and the quicker it happens. So I can remember way back when I was going through my tornado in life and it was absolutely crazy. And my husband had told me he'd fallen out of love and I didn't know what to do. Believe it or not, I found gratitude. You heard me right. I found gratitude. Even after being told that, I mean, that was like, you know, stab me in the heart, can't breathe anymore, outer body experiences. Yet somehow, some way, there was gratitude there. Gratitude melts away the worry and ignites the hope. Gratitude is that vital in survival here on earth. That's why God tells us to be grateful. So I really want you to work on the compare and contrast. Look at the negative, look at the positive. Then number two, you get to choose a side. This is when you actually get to pick negative or positive, which works in your favor. Now I'm really going to throw you a loop here. Negative can be actually good and it can work in your favor. Not always, but it can happen. Let me give you an example. Let's say you have a medical diagnosis and it's bad and you're having to fight some disease or something that was unexpected. That can actually draw out the better part in you because maybe you find out, oh my gosh, I'm stronger than what I thought I am. You're like, yeah, but why did I have to learn it that way to be sick? Well, obviously you didn't get it in 400 other episodes that God was trying to show you. I know for me, when I looked back at my life, when I went through my chaos and my battle, I looked back and I saw hundreds of red flags. God put them there. I just was blind. I didn't see them. I didn't respond to them, nor did I react to them. I did maybe a little bit. I tried, but I didn't put my full effort. What he was trying to do and make the changes, I wasn't getting it. And so in order to get my attention, he stripped me of everything, took it all away. Think about Abraham. Abraham was told what? To go up and take his son and use him as a sacrifice. Now we think about that today. That's not what we practice here. That was back in the Old Testament. But think about it. If you were asked to sacrifice someone you love, whether it's a child, your husband, could you do it? Abraham had so much faith that yes, he did it. And then what? God provided the sacrifice, the little lamb hiding in the bushes, the wrestling that distracted Abraham and grabbed his attention. You see, God wants us to step out from where we are. He wants us to grow in gratitude. He wants us to be thankful. He wants us to be present. Because he wants to create in you something that you don't even see yet. He wants to ready you. Are you ready? So in order to grow in gratitude, we've got to compare and contrast. Number two, choose a side. Fun. And number three, you take aim. Use words that promote gratitude. Use words that promote gratitude. If you go back to the medical diagnoses and it's, you know, whatever the negative medical diagnoses, maybe it's cancer, maybe it's just you're never going to be able to run again, your knees are bad, whatever it is, okay? You look at that and you say, okay, I've got to use words of gratitude. Maybe it's, if I take care of this now, that means I have the opportunity to live a better, healthier life. You know, we go for our yearly checkups. And if you don't, I encourage you that you do. Get your baseline on and your blood work and see, what's your cholesterol? Where's your blood pressure? Did you know they just recently changed the blood pressure rate to what it was? Now, we'll talk about that on another episode, but it's important that you stay up on your health. But you have to be able to extract words of gratitude. If you don't, what are you doing? You're accepting the negative. And when you accept the negative, that's where your focus goes and your mindset goes to the gutter. And when the gutter is full of leaves and dirt and yuck, can you see the positive? No, you can't. And you feel, you just feel helpless. Gratitude melts away the worry and ignites the hope. So take aim. Use words that extract and promote gratitude. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18 says this, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." It's not easy to give thanks for everything, but it is what we are asked to do. It's a way that God stretches us. It's a way that tells us that this is not about us. This is about our Creator, our Heavenly Father, who says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And you have to be willing to open your mind and your heart. It's connecting the two. When you do that, guess what? It's melting away the worry. When you live in gratitude, you really can begin to see and understand what God is creating within you. Now, are you going to do it right all the time? Of course not. I do not get it right all the time. I stumble on a daily basis when it comes to gratitude. But I have learned throughout my seasons and throughout my life experiences and circumstances that I know what my triggers are, I know how to handle them faster, and I know when it's a good time to kind of go into that little dark dungeon or when it's a good time not to even go near it. Because ultimately, we know that worry can promote us and put us into action. But ultimately, long term, it sucks the life out of us. So in everything, give thanks. It's not easy. Maybe you want some help with this. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. You may have never experienced coaching. Maybe you have experienced coaching and you've been through two or three different coaches, maybe even counselors. But I want to challenge you this. If you haven't seen a change, give yourself one more opportunity because you're not here by accident. You're here because God said today you need to be listening to this. I have a plan for you. If you're feeling that tug in your gut and you're saying, "Oh, okay, maybe," do it. Just do it. You have nothing to lose. A little form will pop up. It'll come directly to me. And we will get you scheduled in for a coaching call at no cost. It's a free gift to you. I want to leave you today with a prayer of gratitude. Dear Lord, Give me the courage to choose the positive over the negative that attracts me. Put in me a clean heart ready for battle. Help me to count the blessings and grow in gratitude. In Jesus' name, amen. There really truly is no excuse to continue living a life of ungratefulness, to living a life of worry. Our lives right now, we don't know ever at any point in time what is going to happen in our life. But when you decide, and it's a choice, to grow in gratitude, then gratitude melts away the worry and ignites the hope. And that is worth living for. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.